do this second dilemma of the week. Let's get stuck into it. Hey, Niall and show. I started seeing a girl a few weeks ago. We both live in the country and I don't drive. She collected me for the first time last night and dropped me home after. When I got out of the car, I saw a pink sticker on the side of her BMW. It said, "You just got passed by a girl."
Okay.
I did a double take. She saw me looking and shouted, "I love when the lads see that." Mm. I went in, I was chatting to my mom and sister, and they said to get rid of her straight away. Anyone with a bumper sticker on their car is not a keeper. Do you agree?
Wow. Oh, you don't see many bumper stickers anymore as much
you
as
see
you used
a lot
to.
Of baby on board. Mm. Do you know what? As someone who drives, I have seen them, yeah.
It's like what you don't see a lot of anymore is car radio stickers either, you know? They were very much of their time.
Yeah, you're right. She sounds like a bit of crack to me, to be honest with you, doesn't she? She's like up for a little bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
And then you went in and asked your mom and your sister what they thought, and they said to break up with the girl on the basis of a sticker on the side of her car. No, I'm sorry. Please. I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, maybe you didn't like the sticker and maybe like it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek and maybe you think it's a little bit cheesy or whatever, but like, please.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd actually love to know what is the crux of your issue here? Is it just bumper stickers per se you think are tacky? Is it that she's having a bit of a slag at lads? I don't really understand the big issue here.
Personally, I wouldn't be a fan of a sticker on my car. I wouldn't put one on my car, I don't think. But does that mean that I would rate somebody based on a sticker? It just seems a little bit ridiculous. Like, that's like saying... Or is it? Hang on a second. No, I'm thinking of like me and my house and some of my...
Live, laugh, love.
Be kind.
You have
messages.
A lot of those.
Yeah. Like, so what? You're coming into my house and you're going to break up with me.
Like, I think they're cheesy, but I still love you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You love me in spite of my be kind, live, laugh, love sign. Yeah. And I actually, can I just say, I don't actually have a live, laugh, love. I have the sentiment of live, laugh, love, but I don't have that. So I don't think it's any different to walking into somebody's house and seeing a picture that you don't like. I think you are... A, being influenced by your mom and sister
whatever.
A little bit too much. And B, I think you're reading too much into it. It is clearly just a sticker on a car. And to me, I just think she sounds like she's up for a little bit of crack. And it's not, I don't think it's a serious... You're not matched if you can't take
if you're
this
doing
as a
sense
bit of a
humor.
No.
A lot of reaction already on this. Are you a proud bumper sticker owner?
Yeah,
tell us what you have up.
If you have a sticker, let us know what it says.
085-102-9103. What would you say to our emailer?
Well, you, my friend, have insulted a few people listening to the show this morning.
Thank you for sending all your bumper stickers into us. Many of them we can't read on a family breakfast show, but they have entertained us, I can tell you. Let's start with a couple of the text messages. Firstly, we had a message here from Katie. It says, my brother stuck a danger female driver sticker to my car for a laugh, and I hated it at first, but now I love it. It's just a bit of crack. This guy could do with getting over himself.
Rebecca said, I do find those stickers cringy, but his mom and sister need to get a life. Also, he can't really judge when he doesn't drive, and that's a point made by many. She was collecting you and dropping you off. You both live in the country. You don't drive, so are you in a position to criticize?
Yeah, exactly. What you're being carried around in. Mom was on, why? To me, a girl sounds like fun. I don't have a bumper sticker, but sometimes I see cars with all kinds of funny and cool ones, and to me that's really nice that someone shows their personality. I only decorate my car for Christmas.
Oh man.
Reindeer antlers, big reindeer nose. I find that one more offensive than bumper stickers.
Do not insult
But no,
Mon.
Each to their own.
I will
it brings
you
joy.
Were you with me, Amy, the other day when we saw the eyelashes?
Yes.
Oh my God, Niall. I got such joy.
You cannot put eyelashes on the polo. I can't do it.
I think it would really elevate it. It's probably up its value, to be honest with you.
Right, Tom was on. Again, making the point a lot of people are making about him and his lack of license.
You can't judge a girl for having a bumper sticker and she's the one that's picking you up and driving you home after your date because you don't drive. That would be more of a deal breaker to me than a bumper sticker, to be fair. So we're in no position to judge a girl. Fair play to her. If she has a bumper sticker, she does sound like a bit of crack. And people are looking way too much into trying to find reasons for false rather than good points about people these days.
Well said, Tom.
Tom Inkigenny.
Thank you, darling.
Kelly
really good point.
Too.
Hey, guys. In regards to the dilemma, sorry now, but I have my everyday car and I have my little sports car, as my kids call it. The back of it is full of stickers. It says lady driven, be patient, I'm Lord. It has the JDM sticker on it. It has you name it, has it on it. And then more stickers to go on to it as well. If she has them stickers on her car, she's a keeper. He's not. Good luck.
Good luck. And finally, we'll hear from Jolene on this.
Hi, Niall and show. That daily dilemma cracked me up, honestly. I mean, is his ego that fragile that not only does he have to run to his mammy and his sister, but he just can't handle a little sticker on his, you know, consider she had to pick him up and drop him home, the big baby. Yeah. But I have a sticker on the back of my car because I'm a learner driver and it says, did you die though? And pretty sure that probably offends everyone. But I also have a sticker of a great big bee because I'm a beekeeper and everyone goes, oh, that's a lovely sticker. But I think if my wife had seen all the stickers on the car years ago, she'd be like, no. But like, honestly, are we really that shallow now?
We are, it seems, Jolene, I'm afraid.
But I do hope that by listening to it, and even if yeah, I hope that he's heard it and realised actually it's just not a big deal and it's not a reason to cut somebody off or to, but maybe she's better off if that is how he feels about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dilemma's back tomorrow. Who knows what
we'll
have.
And just to finish, yeah. Katrina's just been on.
Go on.
She says, I bought my first car the other day and I bought a sticker saying, you just got passed by a girl.
What a good thing.
That's how to do it.